Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Save Water Santa Fe, brought to you by the Conservation and Sustainability Division. It's an honor and a privilege to welcome host Christine Chavez, Director. Thank you so much, Christine, for being here today.
Hi, Esteban. Thank you so much. It's great to see you. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe this morning.
We have an esteemed guest, I know, that's joining us in just a few short moments.
Yes, it's always really my pleasure to highlight my colleagues, in the Public Utilities Department. I think it's wonderful when we're able to talk about the work that we do, make connections to some of the things that the public may be seeing and making connections to. And so, yeah, I'm very, very excited. Today in the studio, we have Jonathan Montoya, who is currently our Water Division Director. So welcome, Jonathan. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome.
So, Jonathan, I think it's just so cool to start off whenever I have somebody on the show from the city, you know, just talk a little bit about your background, you know, like how did you end up at the city? What is your role now? You know, what brought you here?
Sure. I guess I started off in the utility business in 2004, right out of high school. I worked over at Los Alamos County for about 7 years before taking a job in the private sector, I guess thinking the grass is greener on the other side, maybe. I had a young family and realized that the benefits that the city had to offer were really important, our municipal job had to offer. So I saw an advertisement for a water treatment operator up at the Canyon Road Water Treatment Plant about 13 years ago. And I hired on and worked the graveyard shift for a year and a half and all by my lonesome and learned as much as I could about the water system and slowly learned a little bit more about our well field and some of our water resources and just how diverse the water supply and the water system is here at the city of Santa Fe. And, you know, the water division, I guess the public utilities department in general, I guess, really has a really diverse portfolio of different programs and a really unique perspective on how they manage the utility system. And primarily, you know, I'm sticking up for water here because I guess I'm kind of a water geek at heart. It's really cool because we have surface water supply from two different surface water sources, the Rio Grande and the Santa Fe River. We, you know, help manage a 17,000 acre watershed with two reservoirs, which is super unique. And then we have two separate well fields, one located in town and one located in the Buckman area near La Tierra, which is all really cool. So I guess that's how I got here, and that's kind of what I've been involved in, and I think it's super interesting, and I guess that's kind of helped me progress in my career here, because I am always trying to figure out, like, what do we got? And then I'm always thinking, now, what were they thinking when they were expanding the water system? Like, trying to get in the mindset of, you know, the decision makers back in that time, you know, first in the 70s when they expanded the well fields and started drilling the Buckman well field. And then again, they created the Canyon Road Water Treatment Plant in the early 70s. A lot of this all took place around the growth of the city and the demand that was in the water system, along with more stricter water quality standards that came along with the Safe Drinking Water Act. So I don't know. Does that answer your question? I could geek out on this stuff for a lot. So, I guess currently my role now, you know, so after working as a graveyard operator at the treatment plant, you know, I started working on the well field and managed the maintenance department there for a few years, and then ultimately moved up to be the source of supply manager, where I was managing both the Canyon Road Water Treatment Plant and the well fields both, and, you know, taking care of our sampling and water quality monitoring plan, working together with our distribution crews, and helping manage that aspect of it. And then now I'm managing the whole division, which encompasses, you know, engineering and design and capital improvements, along with some of our water resources stuff, as well as operating the water system, the distribution system, and working with the group over at the Buckman Direct Diversion in helping manage that facility, which is jointly managed, or well, the city is the operator, but it's a jointly owned water treatment plant with Santa Fe County and Las Campanas. So,
well, what the audience can't see is how excited you are, and how, you know, I can tell just how much passion you have for the work that you do and how much you love it. And it's coming across on the radio, but just, you know, watching you talk about it, you can tell that this is a job you love. And for all of us who work for you, with you, Jonathan, you're just, you know, a real leader to our team, and you bring that passion. And so it's great hearing you go through the whole thing, and it's wonderful kind of hearing about your process. And just as a tidbit, Esteban and I both used to work for Los Alamos County at one point, and then so we all have that in common. But yeah, you know, it's great kind of hearing, you know, the really interesting work path that you've had working at the city. And we do have some things that we kind of want to dive into in the show today, but just building off what you were talking about, I feel like you and, you know, Jesse Roach, our division director, and even our wastewater treatment plant division director, Mike Dozier, you know, you all have been working really, really hard to build a unique sort of career ladder at the city of Santa Fe. And we've been getting lots of interest and lots of people coming over. But I wanted to just spend a little bit of time talking about sort of the work and types of positions that we're recruiting for. And then let's talk about the career ladder that has just come into place that has really been a draw for a lot of operators across the state and even out of state.
Because of the size of the city and the population we serve and some of the treatment techniques that we use to treat our water, we're required by NMED to have a certain certification level for water treatment or wastewater treatment. And that just ensures that our operators they know this stuff, so they can meet certain water quality standards, because ultimately it affects the public's health. So we were struggling there for a minute with having enough certified operators at the, you know, we require the highest level four water operators to operate our two water treatment plants and our well fields. And it's a competitive market. And I've heard this term, the silver storm, where there was a large pool of operators, because this all became effective in the mid 70s when the Safe Drinking Water Act came about and the utility operator certification program started. You know, this is about 25, 30 years ago, and then 40 years ago. And so as people started growing into the field, you know, and they became employed and all this, and a lot of these government jobs that required these certifications, you know, they offered pension plans, 25, 30 year pension plans. Some people stuck around for quite a bit, you know, 40 years, but ultimately they've all retired kind of around the same time. So we're pretty short-handed there, and we had to get really creative on how we were going to recruit. And so we've created a career ladder, because I kind of feel, I experienced this myself. I had no idea about utility operations or how valuable or, you know, first how interesting for one, but how this could be a really good field to get into. Initially, when I had graduated high school, I was on a trades path, like on a vocational path, and I wanted to be a journeyman plumber. And I went to TVI, and it just so happened I had gotten a job at the school district up in Los Alamos, which was located right next door to the utility shop. And I bumped into some of the guys at the gas pumps, and they're like, "Hey, you know, have you ever heard about this type of work?" And I'm like, "Well, this sounds very similar to what I'm interested in," but I had no clue. And so fast forward to today, where in as in the past, there may have been like specific positions that required a certain certification level to get your foot in the door. Now, you know, we've devised a we're calling a utility operations ladder where you could come in as an entry level person, no experience, and we'll train you. And as you progress and progress from no certification level and no experience to 1 year experience and your level one operator certification, we will reward that. And, you know, because it's valuable to us for one, but we want to build in that future for our operators. So they stay at the city of Santa Fe and we have operators for the next 25 years or 30 years. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity now to get your foot in the door. A lot of the younger folks, some folks, myself included, are not like the school type of guy who was going to go to college and, you know, I wanted to work, you know, I wanted to get out there and work. And there's a lot of that, you know, we have cool jobs. So you get to operate heavy equipment. There's big trucks, really interesting treatment processes in an industrial setting. I mean, we're talking backhoes, front end loaders, you name it, all the cool tools. And so, you know, you get a real hands-on experience with that stuff, but you're also learning the compliance side of it on what makes our drinking water safe and why we do certain things and why we repair things a certain way. I mean, why our water system has pressure in it to deliver the water to the customers, but not only that, but to keep contaminants out of the system, which is one of the reasons why we try to maintain our water pressure. And it's such an important thing to us. And when there's outages, we try to notify customers and we do a lot of flushing because we're protecting the water quality and the integrity of the water because we're ultimately distributing it so people could consume it. So that's kind of a long-winded answer, Christine. Well,
no, it's not. It really isn't. It really is exciting. For, you know, our audience who's listening today, you know, please help us pass, you know, get the word out. It is a really great job. I have a lot of respect for our water operators. You know, they are sort of the backs that we all stand on. This is not a job that is 8 to 5 or runs, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. It's 365 days a year, every hour of the day. I mean, very hardworking staff, and the incentives now, you know, we're really drawing a lot of professionals in this area to the work because you can start off, like you said, without any training. Actually, I think it's really interesting that you guys have brought the training to the plant so they don't even have to go, you know, to the community college or wherever to get this operator certification. You know, it comes to the plant, you do it on the job, and then those, you know, those incentives as you climb the ladder. And you could start off really young, you know, just like you did, and retire at a very young age and, you know, be making a very great, very good salary, you know, doing a really fun job.
You know, the city has great, great benefits. And one cool thing about the utility field and this operations ladder that I'm talking about is it's pretty diverse in the aspect of like, okay, maybe I want to work and do like pipe fitting types stuff or out in the distribution system, or I want to do water sampling, or maybe I one of those guys that wants an odd schedule, or one of those folks that, you know, I'm better off as a, and I should just say guys and gals alike, like this is not just a rough and tough type of trade. I mean, we have a broad group of different type of folks, and like it's awesome. So but you know, from shift work to like tons of flexible schedule stuff, 4-10s, night work. And so it's really kind of up to the individual, like where do you want to land and how far do you want to take it. And so if you're motivated, you could climb the ladder quickly and you could land yourself in a place that is fun to work, has the schedule you like, and there's a need for, like, there's security there. So,
well, again, just so excited to hear you talk about it, Jonathan. I know, you know, how much you love the work, and You know, I know how much all of the operators, you know, I love visiting the plants and learning more about it, but it's always fun to interact with your operators and to see how much they love it too. So for our audience today, we are talking to Jonathan Montoya. He's telling us all about this career ladder and the water and wastewater treatment plant divisions. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to dive into the water quality report that many of you may have received in the mail. So yeah, we'll be back shortly and continue our conversation with Jonathan.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
And we're back with Save Water Santa Fe, Christine Chavez, and special guest Jonathan Montoya. I love today's conversation, Christine and Jonathan, because it really gives the listeners an idea, an opportunity to know that there's upward mobility in the organization. And I know that when people are considering employment, they want to look to a place where they feel valued, where they feel like they have upward mobility. And listening to your conversation, Jonathan, Christine, has to give a lot of encouragement to the listeners out there that this is a place to be. And so I do want to say that, no pun intended, but the undercurrent that I have seen from everyone on your team, whether it's you, Jonathan, Christine, Jesse, anybody on your team, there's a passion for what you do and a love for what you do. And I just want to applaud you guys for doing that. So with that, Christine, we're sending this back to you and Jonathan.
Well, thank you for that, Esteban. I completely agree. You know, it's been a really great opportunity working with the City of Santa Fe, really wonderful people, really great benefits. And, you know, there's things like this that, you know, really make it a draw. So again, for those of you listening, help us get the word out. If you want to learn more, you can contact us and we can have a discussion with you. But yeah, keep an eye on our website. We've got a lot of operator positions open right now. So Jonathan, let's shift gears just a tiny bit. I know you've recently led another big project for the utility, and this is the water quality report, or the consumer confidence report, as the public may have seen it. This is a report that goes out to all of our customers. It ends up in everybody's mailbox, and it really does serve a significant importance. So tell us a little bit about that and what people can expect as they're looking through that.
Sure. So every year, typically in June and July, you'll see in your utility bill either a note or a notice that you're for the previous calendar year, the water quality report is available so you can view. And basically, this is an overview of the full previous calendar year of what is in our water. You know, it has some background on our sources of supply, and just it gives if there was anything, any issues that we needed to report out on, or anything, if there was anything bad, it would be in there. I'm happy to say that, you know, for the calendar year of 2025, which is the report that was available that people may have seen in June and July on a utility bill, and you may have noticed that it has a little QR code. I highly encourage you to click on the QR code. If anybody wants to have a hard copy, more than welcome to contact the Public Utilities Department, and we would be more than happy to provide you a hard copy or email you a copy. But anyway, it's a snapshot of the calendar year, and it takes a look at certain constituents that may be in our water, and it's like regulated compliance monitoring stuff for water quality. And so you can find like levels for volatile organics or synthetic contaminants, organic contaminants such as, like, you know, arsenic, nitrates, barium, some radionuclides. You know, a lot of times I'll get phone calls and it'll be a new customer moving to town, and they'll be like, "Hey, I'm curious about my water. What's in our water? Or I want to get my water tested." And so this would be the first place I point them to and be like, there's a good overview of everything that we test, or everything that the state tests for. because our internal crews do a lot of they do all the microbiological sampling for potability, and then the state also does some testing on our water sources for heavy metals, volatile organic compounds, VOCs, you know, all the bad stuff, benzene, gas, like things that could be in contamination in the groundwater. And all of that is available, and there's like a good overview of it. And there's an annual average. A lot of these things are reported out on the annual average, and you'll see source specific things like what was the average at Canyon Road Water Treatment Plant? What was the average at the Buckman Water Treatment Plant? What was the average at our 10 million gallon tank? And it'll note like certain entry points into the system. Okay, as I had mentioned earlier, there's four sources of supply. So the Buckman well field, for example, is outside of city limits. And we pump all that water when that well field is on, and we bring it to one single point. That's our entry point for compliance. And we disinfect that water at that location. And that location is a blend of various wells that are located down there. And so you'll get a good overview of like, this is the water that's being delivered to the city via this source. Other information you could find on that water quality report, which is pretty cool. I mean, aside from the background of where the water comes from, is why we monitor some of these things, which is a question I get all the time too, is like, you know, what is the deal with, why do we monitor arsenic, and why are we concerned about nitrates, sodium, certain bacteriological things like cryptosporidium, which is, you know, a protozoan parasite that lives in surface water. And as I know, as I mentioned, two of our sources are surface water sources. So those two sources we monitor for those types of things, because if there's inadequate disinfection, it could make someone sick, which is why it's so important. There's also an overview of like some of our like lead and copper sampling, which comes around annually. So yeah, lots of this stuff. If anyone has questions about their water, I would take a peek at this first. And it can be found on our website also, santafenm.gov, and just go to the homepage bar and find the public utilities department and go over to water. And you'll find a list of them going back 10 years. So if you wanted to see how some of these levels have changed, what the disinfection level is, any of that, you'll find it in there.
Jonathan, this was great. I'm so glad I had you on the show, and just really great talking to you about all the work. You know, wanted to give a heads up to the public on, you know, them. If they received it in the mail, they may not have known what it was. And so it's great to just kind of give everyone that background. Yeah, we really appreciate you being on the show today. And as we wrap things up, is there any last words or a shout out that you want to give this morning?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd like to thank my crews and all the staff. I mean, I think all of us really take this really seriously. And I think it's fun. I hope everybody else thinks it's fun too. But I appreciate all the hard work that my staff does, because we really do work hard so we can provide the best quality water for the constituents of Santa Fe. So.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jonathan. And I do want to let everybody know that this is the beginning of a short little mini series that we're doing, highlighting some of the work happening internally at the city. Next week, we're going to have Deborah Trujillo, who is the Division Director for Environmental Services. And then the following week, we'll have Jesse Roach, our Public Utilities Director. And so it's just great to kind of start off with you, Jonathan, and talk about all the different areas, you know, within public utilities and some of the opportunities that are coming up. But we really want to thank you for being on the show again. And for everybody listening this morning, if you want to learn more about the Conservation and Sustainability Division, please visit sustainabilitysantafe.org. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Esteban.
Thank you both. And I'm going to raise a glass of this high-quality H2O that I'm about to have and toast to you and your entire team. Thank you for what you do. We appreciate it.
Cheers.